You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
I think I fucking see my mother. It's a little dark animal. I think I fucking see her. I think I fucking motherfucker goes to the dog. It's an animal. It's a little motherfucker. I can saw it. I think I fucking see her. You're dead. I'm fucking with a leg.
It's like a food. I heard that there was like a punishment if you didn't correctly tag your stuff. Like, you could get, like, stripped from iTunes. Like, it's not democratic, right? It's iTunes. It's
right.
Owned by Apple.
It's the ghost of Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the RIM going down, like, a week after Steve Jobs died. The ghost of Steve Jobs, man.
I heard a great
BlackBerry. Are we going? We're doing this. We're doing.
Yeah. We're going live. Like, we'll welcome you in a second, Bones.
Okay.
No, you saw the thing. They were just sort of like before in 1999. We had like Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs, and now we have like no Cash, no Hope, and no Jobs.
Heyo.
And then they were like, "Please don't die, Kevin Bacon." I was like, "Great, you took like a fucking
buzzing
shoddy little like wordplay joke and then made it about bacon. Good job." This is Go Plug Yourself, episode 2, with Keith,
Walter,
and our very special first ever guest, Bones Malone.
Ever.
So might want to move the mic a little closer.
Yeah.
Because if it's a little too loud, I can turn it down. If it's too low, just like look here.
That?
Do you want me to bend over and fucking fix it for you?
Bend
you
over?
Want me to bend you over?
Bring it, okay. Just bring it closer, man.
Yeah,
real
just
close.
Closer. Like
I'm a big
have
boy,
it like
I
an inch from
this.
Your fucking mouth.
Like that.
But like closer. Like look how close.
So almost like you could
like
taste
fucking
it.
Like an inch away from your mouth.
Like this? It's in my mouth.
Not in your mouth. God damn it.
Okay, hold on. I got this.
Yeah,
it's under control.
You can handle it.
How's that?
That's good.
No, it's in my mouth.
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
10 minutes into the show. Yeah,
whatever. This, I did a test this morning, and this setup works really well. There's very like no echo and stuff, and it's very,
very good.
Very good. And like I said, I just rather the volume be louder. He's gonna be fiddling with it
for the next hour.
It's God fine. Damn it, dude!
No worries.
Anyway,
okay,
yeah.
That's good.
No, that's like in
it.
Your mouth.
No, it's fine. No, it's just your mouth.
Where's this been, by the way?
I don't know. That one's either brand new or been used for autoerotic asphyxiation.
How? Mm. How would you use a microphone for auto-rotting?
Dig it into like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's right in my face.
When Walter was like, yeah, could Bones be our first guest? I was like, that makes a lot of sense, because he's actually... I use you for the theme song. I don't even know if you know.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We totally stole your music.
You know like the first track off the BCASA album? Where
oh,
the,
shit.
The royalty check's in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Bet.
You will get...
Negative 12 cents.
You'll get 30% of all the money we make off this podcast.
I only ever heard...
which is available for free.
I only ever heard like a secondhand account of where that story came from, or where that song came from.
I think I was like 13 or 14 and I got shit-faced.
Seriously, 13 or 14?
I was like a kid. And
really?
I came home and I had a shitty little microphone like this. And, and I turned it on and I did something and I woke up in the morning and I found like the file on the computer and I opened it up and it was hilarious.
Yeah, but are you playing like with a fucking garbage can or some shit?
I think I was.
Then you knock. It sounds
like
you knock a bunch of shit over at the end.
Yeah, like,
I wish I had more information, guys.
Yeah.
You're like, it's mostly blanked out.
I had a dream. I am now having dreams where I'm doing embarrassingly drunk stuff. Where I'm feeling bad about
those aren't
drinking.
Dreams. Those are just drunk memories.
No, man, that's what I thought. I had an amazingly vivid dream. Where I got blackout drunk,
yeah.
And I had this huge hole in my memory.
Right.
But during the time that I was blacked out,
I'm just gonna hold it.
Really?
You can
extend
circuit.
These down, eh? Like
that kind of was like Bob
it.
Barker
like,
though.
How's this? Look like Bob Barker. What is saying?
That's cool. You could have your dog.
The price is absolutely right.
Spayed and neutered.
That actually might be better for him. I think he's. If it works, is that?
Yeah. Well, if he's comfortable with that, just fucking do it. Just
I'm pretty comfortable.
The fucking red light go on.
Yeah. All right. And yeah. Anyway, so I had this dream, and I won like $9,000
on the price
in
is
U.S.
Right.
No, in U.S. funds
like,
in a poker game while I was blackout drunk.
So it was like a good fucking blackout drunk. That's not really embarrassing, like you said.
No, but. Then I started doing other bad shit because the next day I got blackout
You're
drunk
like,
again.
I blew it all on hookers.
And I broke like a video surveillance camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happened.
So you did a recording when you were like fucking 14 years old, and then Nick and Wes were like,
Let's play that fucking thing.
I think I might have even told them to please not do that.
Please don't use it. And they're like, track one.
You know, we don't listen to each other. So
okay. I love it. It's like pretty much the best track on the album. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them that.
Oh, no, it's
except
not
on the internet.
We're going to put it on recording. So what have you been up to?
I just finished my album, and I've got...
Oh, that's another thing I wrote down. I wrote down your album's name.
Yeah.
What's your album's name?
Calyptrophone is what it's
Calyptrophone.
Called.
Calyptrophone. Is it... Why?
Why is
I mean,
it
sounds like something you would say drunk.
I think it is.
Is it a thing?
What's your album name? Calyptrophone.
Oh, that sounds great. Really? I'm going to write it down. Read it tomorrow morning. I think that's pretty much where most inspiration for shit comes from.
Man, it sounds like a calypso saxophone album.
Yeah, well, I wanted it to sound like a cross between like a machine and a dance, you know. I feel like calyptrophone does that.
Is but it's so for the record, calyptrophone not a thing, not an actual.
Well, it can be something. Know what I mean? It's,
right.
Like I think it's really about your imagination than having something handed to you, you know. Calyptrophone can mean what you want it to.
What's that red flashing thing there?
What's about red flashing thing? The thing that says recording?
Ah, yes, that would be the recording.
It's the thing that we hopefully doesn't stop flashing.
What's that thing called in the hospital? Pity. What's that called? A heart meter?
Heartometer. I think it's called a calyptrophone.
In medical calyptrophones, though.
Huh?
It's a medical calyptrophone.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
different from your garden variety yeah. calyptrophone that you buy at the store.
It's next to the rakes.
Where are your calyptrophones? Fucking head to the
next
back.
Next to the rakes.
Next
between
the, rakes.
The lamp
Can't
section and the screwdrivers.
Get
out of my face.
We can talk shit or we can talk about music. It's kind of one way or the other.
Or we could just see what happens, you know? We could go both ways. Like some people I know.
I have... things I wrote down are mostly about music.
Oh, go ahead, ask me.
It's your first album, right? Did you have an EP before?
Yeah,
or am I, like,
Barn Recordings.
Okay.
Barn Recordings came out last year.
It was an EP, but there's only...
It was an album.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a full-on album.
Really?
Yeah.
It was almost too long, fuck.
It was almost a double record. It was
fuck it. Where the fuck was
double
I?
Vinyl.
Maybe I only heard, like... a version of it that like not a, I know there's only one version of the 15 but maybe people just played me tracks and I didn't
yeah,
actually
have
the
whole yeah that's usually what
happens
is
yeah
listen
to
this
song and then they like skip it and then you're talking and then you're like that was really fast is the album done
yeah.
Did you know that the Flaming Lips before they put out their breakthrough album like their the one what was the one at like the late 90s their breakthrough album
they've done a bunch of albums dude
the
like
big
fucking...
one the one that sort of made them went where they went from being sort of like kind of very nichey to sort
the
of
one with like She Don't Use Jelly on it and all
I don't
stuff.
Know it was like 99 anyway
okay.
Before their sort of like quasi breakthrough to the mainstream they put out because I was reminded of this because we were talking about the possibility of putting out a double record they put out like a quadruple
wait the who's putting out a double
oh Flaming
Lips.
Oh they're putting out a double
no they're not putting it out this
no,
is before this
yeah,
is
yeah.
what
they
put out
a
they put out an
album
four vinyls, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have four record players.
Yeah, you need four record players because they're all because it's meant to be played at the same time.
Oh fuck!
So that it
yeah,
so
yeah,
layers
yeah.
on top of each other, and
that's
I'm like, that must have been the most like the commercially speaking like the huge one of the biggest disasters. Like, how do you make
any
money?
I don't think they gave a fuck. I really
yeah, I know, but like,
but it sounds like fun. Right?
Who would even
yeah,
release
yeah, yeah.
that?
Well, and that's so. It. And the whole concept too was that you could listen to them individually, and they would still sound like a record. It wouldn't just be like, here's the drums. On vinyl one,
yeah.
you know, like it would still like sound like a song, so you could play like one and two together, or like one and three together, you know,
yeah.
like you could mix and match, but you could also play all four
it's
together.
It's like stereo's evil twin brother.
Am I really that fucking loud?
You,
why
apparently.
Am I like screaming? Am I too
maybe
close?
Your voice is a little bit deeper.
Maybe you're too self-conscious. It's just
yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
You gotta see what I'm looking at, man. Like,
what,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You see
Walter,
like, you see
Walter's
Keith,
down the middle.
That's Walter.
You see you.
Well, mine is half
as
big, though, so like that is actually double.
Well, you're like, maybe you're... Are you closer than that? Hey. I don't know. Fuck, man.
Anyway, it's all cool, though. Like I said, I can... I play with the volumes afterwards, and then I clean up a lot of the background.
Yeah, he'll clean you up.
Yeah.
You got a little leg on your chin there. Just let me get that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Clean you up.
Got a little leg on your chin. What are you going to say?
Flaming Lips, quadruple album of
quadruple
insanity.
Album.
We,
yeah, that's
we,
a lot
we,
of
it's now on you to top that.
It's what?
It's now on you to top that.
I have
like
to
the quadruple
top that.
Album has been put
I'd,
out.
I'd rather undercut that.
Octet album. Eight vinyls.
Eight vinyls. They all have the same thing on it.
Yes.
What you should do... No, you should do is you should pack it... You should sell an album with, like... What's the fucking, not like a cowbell, I guess a cowbell would work, suppose. Like, I'm thinking
a cowbell comes with the record, but, so you
like
can rock
a cowbell
the
comes to the record and then you have like one track that's just you being like now. So you like listen to that track and then listen to the other track, so you're like, I'm playing cowbell when Bones wants me to play cowbell.
It's like a really shitty, cheap music lesson and a record.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that comes hand in hand, though. I think it's included.
Exactly. You're like, I think children should just fucking listen to my music with a cowbell and just fucking do what they want to do.
It's a lot easier than it looks.
The cowbell?
Anything, really.
I was like, the cowbell looks pretty fucking easy.
People like to use big words for simple shit. I think everything's pretty much easy if you...
Yeah, it's the thing that always, like, always kind of, like, blew my mind, right? Because, I mean, I've known you, like, I was thinking about it fucking, like, 10 years. Yeah. Like, easily. Maybe even a little longer. I was in Sejip when I was, like, I got in young. I was, like, 17, and Raz was, like, 16. And I know that maybe year one, year two of Sejip, I became aware of, like, her little brother and her little brother's stupid friends.
You think that's me. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You qualified as that. So it was, like, you were still...
How did you become aware of that?
Were you BCASA before you were the Cosbys? Like...
What?
You were BCASA, then the Cosbys, then...
Well, originally the band's name wasn't acronymized.
Yeah, it was just
like
the Bill Cosby,
the whole damn thing, and we thought it was hilarious. Because
you were like
so
16. Because I remember even before you were a fucking band, when you were just making stupid fucking videos.
Yeah.
When you guys were like hiding in the leaves and shit.
There was one video where I think we put a... Oh, is that be closer? I think we put a mask on Wes, or we might have even painted his face. I don't remember. But we painted it. We made him look like a raccoon, and we had a camera, and we was like, this is pre-Steve Irwin, okay? We were hunting him in the streets of NDG to get him.
Who's him?
Wes.
Wes.
Oh, okay.
There were two of them that were my favorite, and...
I've never seen any of this stuff.
Both involved Wes. I think it was Wes. No, it was Nick. Nick was under the leaves, right?
Like, oh, Wes under the leaves, and he pops out and scares that guy.
Yeah,
that was
like,
fun.
It was Wes. They bury Wes in a pile of leaves,
really small,
and they
so
wait for
easy.
Fucking like 20 minutes with a camcorder to wait for someone to walk by so that Wes can go like, and like sit up really quickly under the leaves.
Yeah, some people laughed, and some people genuinely got like scared mad.
Scared mad.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. People get scared, but they're mad.
It's like where you punch a guy in the face and out of pure reflex.
They're like scared, but
then
like
you walk
instantaneously
away, but look angry.
Upset that they've been had by like this like little asshole. Yeah. They're like, I was a little scared, but now I'm upset.
I wonder who has that tape. I'd like to see
that. The other one was Wes, where he was like, Wes is fucking like super hammered. And he's like, I'm double man. And he's like, I'm 2x7 years old. Or like whatever the fuck
it was. Something about the number 14.
Well, because it was I'm 14.
Very cryptic.
And he's like, I think he was 14. Because he's like, I'm 14. I'm 2x7 years old. I'm 2x everything years old. Or some shit.
He's double man, right?
Because he's double man.
Of course.
Fucking drunken 14-year-old Wes.
I think it made sense. That's probably the most sense he's ever made.
So yeah, that's it. I've been like aware of you guys for a while, and I was always like, I have attention deficit disorder, pretty and like
surprise,
like pretty bad.
I don't know.
Too.
Like I mean, I think. If we go around this trifecta here, I think
there's a lot of ADD
all,
to
it's
go
all
around.
ADD. Like it's like there's a very like
we
broad spectrum of ADD
here. I've got patience deficit. Yeah.
Is that diagnosed or is that self-diagnosed?
I don't know. I guess self-diagnosed. So, I mean, I tell doctors about it, but they never really give me anything for it.
But then I get impatient, you know? You're just going to the doctor trying to get stuff, though. Like they usually treat that a little differently. Where you're like, what do you medicate me if I don't have any patients? And then they're like, wait. This seems peculiar.
We look so weird in this bar. Everybody's
looking at it. It's all cool.
What are these people doing? Oh, I don't want to interrupt. I hope that they don't get mad. Just
exactly. If you watch
and start interviewing these
people. We should just like keep looking over at people and just like, and this is sort of like quietly, but not quietly enough, right? Just say like, plaid skirt. white blouse. Braids.
I'm recording everyone who comes into the bar. Don't fucking
loafers.
Maybe they think we're spies.
Stockings.
Really bad spies.
With these giant fucking headsets and these huge microphones, you're talking to them all like fucking subtle and shit.
I'm 0012. I didn't even make the top 10, man. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So, like, my ADD is like was bad enough that when I went to university, like there was like a time where I was like in the library writing about something that I was interested in and like physically couldn't, like, which I thought was like, it was the first time where I really felt that like ADD kind of felt like a real disease. Okay. Where I was just sort of like, I'd really like to be able to write this paper. I'm even interested in the shit I'm writing about. Yeah. And I'm like in a library surrounded by fucking knowledge, and I'm like, even if I like try to cut myself off, I'd be like staring at the ceiling instead of writing, and I'd be like, I'm a grown man. You know, I'm like, I was 22 years old, and like, why can't I do this? So I went to the doctor and stuff, and they were like, yeah, you have probably the worst untreated ADD like we've ever seen. Mm. Like, they're like, you shouldn't have gotten through high school. And I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. So I never picked, as a result,
but
never picked up an instrument.
That's kind of a positive thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool that I made it through high school.
You know? That's nice.
But it's like,
yeah, hey, bam! Five, guys. There you go.
But no, but
I really hope that slap comes through.
You know what? Well, yeah, we all made it, okay? So I think that high five was for everybody.
And that's it. But I remember my parents a couple times.
I was homeschooled, actually.
Really?
No. That's a lie.
I remember my parents a couple times tried to give me music lessons or whatever, and I just, like, didn't retain anything. But like,
you got golf lessons though.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you stick through golf lessons but not?
No, I didn't stick through golf lessons very well.
How long did that last?
Golf lessons I did like less than a summer.
Yeah, good enough though that you're like pretty decent at mini putt. We played mini putt and Lake George just kicked ass all over the place, man.
Yeah,
it was
I had my super white bread upbringing, right? Where like the things that like the sports I put in quotation marks, air quotes. You can't hear that on the podcast, that's even like, if you do it near.
What if you scrunch the microphone right now when you?
It's like quotation marks.
Yeah, the sports that my parents enrolled me in were fencing.
Fencing? Oh fuck! I remember
fucking
that.
Fucking golf and tennis, right? Like by all rights, I should have fucking like pleated shorts and like a fucking pink shirt and shit. Like a folded sweater, like. But yeah.
How many fences did you put up?
A lot of fencing. I did. I planted the posts. Yeah. You made like
whitewash them.
Yeah, I'm into fencing.
Yeah, but like I said, never learned how to play an instrument. But I remember in high school, people would show me how to like do power chords, or whatever, and I could like keep up. And I was like, I'm a musician. Yeah. I was like, I have no idea how to play this, but if you show me exactly what to do, I can keep time.
Yeah.
Well, enough to do it.
And I think people just learn different ways. I think people are overdiagnosed. Everybody's got to have something wrong with them, you know. Somebody's like this. So maybe he's just not like you, Doc. Like, why don't you piss off?
Yeah.
I think you just learn different.
That makes sense.
That's how I feel.
Did you, Bones? Did you have a formal music education at all, or?
When I was a kid, I took a couple of guitar lessons, but I mean, all I learned was like, you know, some top 40 shit.
Okay.
I didn't really learn much. I think I learned more doing stuff like on my own time, and like listening to. I think I learned the most about music is listening to other records. You know, like putting on a record and not even playing anything, and just listening to it and listening to like song structures and things like that. And like, I think once you get like, I think it's probably more important to like understand how a band works and an instrument, because you could play anything really if you set your mind to it.
What records did you listen to? Like, which ones were you just sort of like, not necessarily, I'm not going to say like inspired you to be a musician, because I think it's kind of, but like, which ones were you like, oh man, like this is the record that I'm going to fucking, like, I want to be this guy or whatever, like.
James Brown, for sure.
Yeah, I remember
James Brown when
a lot.
I was a kid. Fuck,
it's like hard not to, right?
He's fucking, he's a super like energetic,
yeah.
And he even did. There's a record I have that he did called "Prisoner of Love," which is not like "Eat 'em up, aha" kind of thing. It's really it's all like crooning and like it's not crooning, but it's pop. It's like, you know, like old pop music with like a big band, and it's beautiful. Even that stuff is amazing.
And you listen to this like, how old were you when you were listening to it?
James Brown. Yeah. Well, my dad played in a wedding band when I was a kid. So he would always have these tapes around the house of stuff that his band would play.
Okay.
And so there'd be all kinds of things that, it was mostly like, you know, top 40 kind of stuff. But every once in a while, they'd probably do like a James Brown song.
I'm going to grab three more.
I'll keep talking.
You can keep talking. Yeah, yeah. So we'll just do one fucking stream.
I think that was the first time I heard James Brown. The wedding bands also play a lot of like, played a lot of like mostly Italian weddings, So there would be all these like polka songs and tarantellas and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, which you kind of have to do, right?
Yeah, but they're so much fun to listen to. Like when you're a kid and you hear that shit, you're like, I don't fucking care about this. I want some rock and roll. But you get a little older, you listen to that stuff, and it's awesome.
Okay, so I have to actually talk to you now because Keith has left the room.
Keith, where's Keith?
Momentarily. Keith is getting around.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. See, I told you, see, it works out.
There's three people. This. We should do this every night.
A rotating round. So, yeah.
Get some better microphones. Oh, this
or just bring this setup wherever we go. So, we'll just have hours, hundreds and hundreds of hours.
Sleep at Keith's tonight, and we'll do another one in the morning. Get some whiskey.
So how many tracks are on the new album? I'm actually asking Nick for real questions now. Let's get all the album stuff out of the way. Well, Keith is going.
I think it's a Baker's Dozen.
Baker's of Throw. So 48?
48?
Yeah. So
depends which Baker.
So
40, 13.
Yeah.
13 of them.
Baker's Dozen. And which one would you say has real single potential?
I don't know. You sat in your chair for that one. Like a record exec. Single potential. Because,
I mean,
media's hungry.
Not to sound like condescending or anything.
What are you going to ask?
And you know that when you preface a question like that, it's going to sound super condescending. No, but
so not to rip your clothes off and rape you in an alley, but.
No, but is that even something that, do you think about?
Single? I don't think about that at all.
No, is it even worth it for you to?
I don't fuck, man. When I make a record, the last thing I think about is selling it. I'm too focused on making the damn thing, But I do trust the guys I play with a lot, and if I had to pick one, I'd probably ask them because.
Why don't you talk about who you got on the album with you?
Oh boy, got a lot of people. I got a guy named Pat who plays with Danny Rebel
uh-huh.
in the KGB on the keys.
Yeah.
I think he also did a little bit of guitar and stuff like that. I got
a little bit of what?
Guitar.
Okay.
I got Nick Raz from BCSA.
Right.
I got also had Wes from the BCSA to do some bass. I also got Charlie and John from the band Cab to do harmonica and some bass. I got Mike G, who's an old friend of mine. He's a good guy. Fucking killer on percussion. Hey, more beer. Killer on percussions, that guy. I had him do a bunch of tracks.
This is fun. The last 5 minutes is going to be a complete fucking surprise to me during editing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, what's happening? And you were like, Keith's a fucking cock.
Fuck you, Keith. Fuck you,
Keith. Keith has the smallest cock and he sucks at everything.
He sucks at everything. But he's broke his ribs a bunch. His cock's so small. And he's got to get real in an awkward position. And he keeps breaking ribs and trying to suck.
Fuck. You guys were talking about the band.
Who's got on the album with him?
Yeah, I forget where he ended.
Last thing I heard was Mike G, and he's good at percussion.
Yeah, I had Mike G, and I had Chris Raz play guitar. He played on the first album too.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine, Allison Lauder.
Oh, I know Allison.
You know Allison?
She saved Park Avenue.
Whales.
Right? Oh yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Did
you say she saved Park Avenue?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She when they wanted to rename it maybe 2-3 years ago.
Right.
They wanted
that.
To rename
that.
It to something else. She was one of the head of the protest committee people.
Yeah.
Allison's a lot of fun.
She's crazy.
Especially if you put a microphone in front of her. She just we had all these glockenspiels and shakers and weird whistles and stuff.
She's high energy. She went to
Did you have a legit glockenspiel? Did you legitimately?
Yeah,
have
a little tiny one.
That's
little
awesome.
Ding ding ding. I had her do a couple of those. What else did I have on this fucking thing? Oh, I had a friend of mine named Greg play some guitar as well, who's a fucking.
It's cool. I'm gonna tag all this in the podcast post, and I'm gonna be a friend of Bones named Greg.
Yeah.
And Greg's gonna be like, you fuckers.
Starting to get weird emails.
That's not a proper credit. I'm a friend of Bones named Greg.
How many Gregs do I know?
Exactly.
I want you to finish on this train of thought about who's on the album with you, and then I want to revisit Glockenspiel. I just want to make it known that I want to revisit the glockenspiel issue.
Oh, I had the California Raisins too.
Oh, sweet!
Fun story.
That's why it took the album. That's why it took you so long to record the album because you kept having to have them hit a note.
They fight
then
a lot,
stop. Yeah. No, then stop. Then stop shooting. Then move their fingers. Have them hit another note. Stop shooting. Yeah.
G sharp boys.
It was stop motion. It was a stop motion recording.
Fun.
It was a stop motion record, the first of its kind.
Fun story from my past. One of the first and I dare say only prizes I ever won in a contest was a weird all expenses paid trip to meet the California Raisins and they had on ice production. So it's like I got like.
Where did you go?
It was at the forum at the time, but it was like front row.
What are the expenses?
No, but listen,
I find them offensive.
No. But it was like oddly well thought out. What, it's racist?
California raisins.
Oh yeah, the California raisins are super racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I got the thing is though, it's kind of like a raisin minstrel show.
Yeah.
It came with an album. It came with a T-shirt. All that shit.
How old are you?
Very young. I was maybe like 6 or 7 or whatever, but it was like on his front row tickets, and they put the seats like all the way down to the ice for these on ice shows. So you're like, you're sitting there and the ice is in front of you, and then you got to meet them backstage or whatever, and of course they don't talk, which is confusing, because they do that at Disney World too, where you're like, Mickey Mouse talks, why don't you talk?
Right.
Now that as a child version of myself I'm meeting you, I expect you to have Mickey Mouse's fucking
You know
voice.
Why they don't talk? Because they don't want like kids meeting like these, like they're like, their childhood heroes like Mickey Mouse, and he'd be like, how are you, kid?
Hey.
How old are you?
At the same time, though, I can get behind the California raisins, because there's no fucking... You gotta get closer.
Look who's talking.
You do it, to be fair. I've been checking you out, man. You gotta bring, anyway,
fine,
California
off,
raisins.
Whatever. But the California raisins, though, in all of their stupidity, like, we're still introducing, like, a 7-year-old kids to Motown.
Yeah.
True.
You know, and it's just sort of like, okay, they're fucking claymation raisins, but I'm like, you got the...
I'm sorry, it's just such a mouthful.
Claymation
raisins.
I mean,
raisins. Come on, they're claymation raisins,
but
at least they're just Motown
but
Sub-Girls.
I had the album, right? I had the album, and it's fucking like 12 tracks of like Motown covers, which is like, there's no way that like 7-year-old kids would be listening to fucking... 7-year-old white kids would be fucking listening to Motown.
I kind of feel like they were meant like the same way. I had this like sort of running joke that the Ninja Turtles were created by like a board like a boardroom full of like executives and a lot of cocaine, just doing like word association, you know, adolescents, pizza,
Ninja Turtles.
Together.
They were invented by Eastman and Laird, and they're crazy and they're drug addicts.
Fine, fair enough. But yeah, well, drugs there.
They were like in college or whatever, and they were like, we were doing a lot of acid. like I don't know if
surprise.
You know, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the cartoon are like tame by the comics.
Of course,
like,
it's a
in the comics
show.
Though, they're like always dimension traveling, and they're in like other worlds.
That's true, eh?
Where fucking like the rules of gravity don't apply, and fucking Krang's a little man sitting in a robot. You know, he's like a floating brain with arms, and you're like, yeah, that I came up with that while I was stone cold sober on a Monday. You're like, no,
totally.
That's not where I thought of Krang.
I was sitting in the park watching the sky, and I thought, how lovely would it be to have a man's head in your stomach?
Keith, by the way, are you totally hearing the guy over there that sounds like Lumpy Space Princess?
Oh, there's a guy dogs that sounds like Lumpy Space Princess. Oh, what? He's gonna get the reference. He's gonna be like, oh,
it's
I don't sound
me,
like
man.
Lumpy
it's
Space
I,
Princess.
All I could hear. We're like
oh my
trying
god!
To keep
like,
him, yeah, no,
I was
we're
trying
gonna
to,
keep
I was trying
him.
To help.
He sounds like so much. You'll hear him too.
I hope so. I hope he can pick up
a
little bit.
He's like sitting right there. I'm sorry.
What?
Like awesome. Did you see the thing, Ninja Turtles? There was this thing online that I saw today where it's people...
Yeah.
They drew the... Did you see this, Walter?
No.
Where they drew, like, look, you have to look at me to see it. Like little, like bandanas and eyes, because your nose looks like a Ninja Turtle face. Like, imagine a little bandana.
Oh, shit, right on just on your nose?
Yeah,
that totally makes sense. Yeah.
And look, they look angry if you do this.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, fuck, he's yelling.
How,
that's
they
how, they
how did they realize that?
I don't. Some artist did it somewhere, but then was like, it's all over the website that I saw it on, did it all over, like, famous fucking ads. So it's like an otherwise famous, like, advertising piece or whatever else like that. Ninja Turtle nose.
The reason I brought up Ninja Turtles is because you guys were on Claymation. And again, we are going
to
revisit Glockenspiels.
Okay.
But
do
that I just,
now?
I just
to Glockenspiel
like,
now?
Because you got to know that, like, you know, because Motown... Raisins, right? It's
right.
Like,
well, it's heard it through the grapevine. That was
yeah, exactly.
Like,
we heard it through the grapevine. It's all based on that. It's like, yeah, how hilarious would it be if you had fucking like raisins?
No,
singing heard
they,
it through the grapevine.
They started as I think they were just straight
get
like
it.
Get it.
They were just straight spokespersons
for
raisin
California
brand.
Raisins.
Raisin brand.
No, man, California raisins are a thing in and of themselves. It's a brand of raisins.
If so, you eat them, do they scream?
I only know Sunmade.
California raisins. Well. That is another brand of raisins.
I only know Sunmade. I can't stress this enough. I only know Sunmade.
What's a Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel is like a tiny, teeny, tiny xylophone.
Okay.
It sounds like, you know when you see a movie and the baby's sleeping?
Right.
That's the sound it makes. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Now, and it's the keys. Metal or wood?
They're metal.
And a xylophone or?
A xylophone is also metal. The wooden one is
a marimba.
Marimba.
There right. We go. I had this debate with Catherine, my girlfriend.
Musician, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Walter, I got a girlfriend.
So what?
There's
so
another
what?
One, though. There's another wooden one. It's called...
Well, there's the wooden one. Isn't there one where the keys are, like, hollow? Where you still play it with... You play it with drumsticks or whatever, but the keys... Oh, the keys. I don't even know what the fuck they are. But they're tubes, whereas a xylophone, wooden xylophone, or marimba, whatever.
I think that is a marimba.
You might be... The marimba might be the
kind
the
of
rusty hollow
on my musical
tube.
Trivia right now.
Because one of them is the tubes, and one of them is, like, floating pieces of wood. Like, and one of them is the tubes, where you can go, like...
One of my all-time favorite...
I think I know what you're talking about.
This instrument is will be on Bones' third album.
You can call it anything. It's a piece of wood you bang on, you know?
Exactly. It's a whole string of wood tubes.
Yeah. How many different types of guitars are there?
Yeah.
One of my favorite Bugs Bunny cartoons.
There's no bad story that starts that way.
What I know is the one where it's him and Daffy, and Daffy wants to, like, fuck up Bugs by giving him a booby-trapped... I think it's a or maybe it's a xylophone. Remember,
probably a xylophone.
And one of the keys will activate dynamite, right?
Okay.
And
I thought one of the keys was dynamite.
Or it is, whatever. Yeah, it'll
like a dynamite, like it sounds good, or dynamite,
no,
like it'll kill
explode
you.
And fuck up Bugs Bunny.
Like an explosion.
That's sharp as dynamite.
And he plays sort of like that sounds like the beginning of Come On, Eileen. And Bugs gets the whole thing right, except for the one note that would blow him up. And he fucks up that one note. And he plays it a couple times, and then, like, of course, Daffy gets so upset that he goes out and shows him how to play it
properly.
And
he's like, no, not like that.
Yeah, blows himself up. It's great. It's a great bit.
I love Looney
Tunes. Classic.
Yeah.
South Park tagged up on that, right?
Really?
Where they,
I think so. Yeah.
When they were just sort of like, whatever that fucking song, like, loving you. It's easy because you're beautiful. And, like, whatever. And because it's the guy's brother, he can't hit the high note. And so he's like, like, he doesn't, like, hit the high note so the fucking dynamite doesn't trigger. And they're like, that's not how you sing the song. Anyway. Back to what we were talking about fucking, I don't know, fucking 10 minutes
about?
Ago.
What haven't we talked about? I mean,
we had
a pretty good run right there.
Much more. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And, like, it's fucked up, too, because I got inspired to do, like, an interview show by this other podcast that I listen to that I'm not going to mention.
Okay.
But I was like, it's so much more fun to do an interview just, like, sitting down and talking. Like, I don't give a fuck about... Not that I don't give a fuck about... Like, obviously, we're going to throw in your album, and we already did at the beginning, and we'll say when you're playing and shit. But it's more fun to sit down and talk. Like,
yeah.
When
you are you like, upset? Are you upset by the lot? But like, are by the, like, the sort of like the aimless, sort of nature of this?
Dude,
I wish we could sort of focus it more on the album.
Like, why isn't this more about me?
Because
at any point,
I want everything to be about
at
me.
At any point, you could direct it to.
We talk about Ninja Turtles. I love Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how many points.
Talking about
James
Brown.
James Brown.
Get Bob that thing.
No, but
Sex Machine.
But I was like thinking as a, I guess as a consumer.
Jam.
No,
but
feel
like,
good.
As a consumer of like shit, whatever. Like
consume shit.
I consume shit.
Dude, I don't recommend.
Wait,
we're gonna
have to go more that one.
Well
take
done.
My word. Don't want to.
As a consumer, whatever, I have, like, no interest in that, like, David Letterman late-night interview, because you're like, fuck that guy.
Why did you have to focus on Letterman?
Okay, fine.
There were so many,
Leno.
I love Letterman.
Happy?
I take offense
like
to that comparison.
I don't like Leno. I like Letterman.
No, I do
but,
like Letterman.
But I know what you mean, that talk show kind of shit.
That, like, you have 5 minutes to fucking sell
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah,
let's play a clip.
You
Can
know,
we play a clip?
I know Letterman used to refuse to play clips.
Yeah,
Letterman
yeah.
used to flat out refuse to do like
funny
to
part
do
though,
movie
I'm
clips.
Like,
I remember.
Hey, just hold on a second. Let's play a clip.
Okay.
And because I'm editing it, I'm gonna play a clip of your shit when I say that. And then we're going to cut back in. And we're just going to be like, what the fuck is that?
This podcast is just an excuse for Keith to fuck with people. Like,
I remember when I was a kid and I used to watch, if my parents let me stay up late enough, I could watch talk shows.
You could watch what?
Talk shows.
Okay.
And yeah, they would have like, they would have, all the people that were featured on the show would all be sitting there at one point together. Ooh, laughing
Carson,
and
Carson
stuff.
Carson used to do that.
Yeah. And
it'd
like,
always be, what? Oh, sitting together.
Carson,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Carson would ask the people.
And
to,
now
like,
it's always like one dude
yeah, I know,
shows
I know.
Up
if
and
like
sells his
if you like
them.
Like,
that's kind of gone out of fashion though. Because like, because it really is all about like that one person's project and that kind of gets fucked up if you have like the best, one of the, like one of the best current contemporary examples of that, it's I think it's a late 90s episode of Conan, and he has Norm MacDonald on, and he keeps Norm MacDonald on for the second segment, for another segment, but the other guest comes on, and I forget who it is, but it's somebody from like,
not funny.
I think it's somebody from Melrose Place, or and like Norm MacDonald could not give less of a fuck about what the other person's talking about, and just interrupts the shit out of everything she says.
That's
and
amazing.
Like, she hates Norm MacDonald.
But that's what I was saying though. I was always like, even as a kid, I was always disappointed by those interviews. You know, you're just sort of like, oh, like I remember it was like Kevin Smith doing Letterman for Mallrats or some shit like that. Like
that happened.
Maybe in Mallrats, maybe Chasing Amy, but it was like. And I was, like, into Kevin Smith, super fucking, like, teenage, like, Kevin Smith is a fucking god, right? Fucking Clerks and Mallrats. Mallrats is a movie about a fucking comics books guy in love and being cool, right? Like, fucking 15, 16-year-old, cool. Whatever the fuck, how old I was super into it. And then, like, Kevin Smith's like, oh, I got a new movie coming up, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, and, like blah, 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 blah. One funny anecdote, get off the fucking stage, fucking commercials. And you're like, I want to hear more, you know? It's fucking bullshit. I'm fucking pissed off.
That's why I love fucking Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose is the best. You ever watch Charlie Rose?
Yeah, I watch.
It's the best.
I've seen him interview Ray Romano.
It's just the best.
It's really awkward.
Everybody comes off as a genius on Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
You put the biggest like
bone.
Almost
bones,
like the R word.
Bones. If you when you were recording,
he's going to the notes.
Phone. At any point, were you worried that it would be too good?
To your phone?
Was that what you did in the notes?
You were ever afraid that you were recording too good of an album?
No, man. Every time I record, I'm always afraid it's going to suck shit.
Yeah.
you get self-conscious when you're
recording.
While you
went to go get beer, I asked him if he was if any one of the tracks on the album had single potential.
Yeah.
This is going to be great for people listening to this.
Because they're like, right? I remember that from 10 minutes ago.
Fill in the guy that was
yeah,
gone.
But now you
like,
ruined that experience for them. Because you said they're going to remember this. So now they're going to be listening to you telling them that.
Like, asshole.
You see how this works?
Well, that's... I was listening to a really long interview with Ben Folds.
Yeah.
You know, Ben Folds, Ben Folds 5.
You interviewed Ben Folds?
I wish I interviewed Ben Folds. I was listening to an interview with Ben Folds.
I just heard had a really long interview
with
Ben
Folds. He was talking about a lot of... oddly, like a lot
that's
of...
That's funny. Ben Folds?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Ben?
Yeah.
Like... Anyway, sorry.
For the record...
He was talking a lot of shit, so the same thing that you were saying. Is like one thing where he was like, he originally envisioned himself as a songwriter, not a singer. Because he's like, I don't fucking like to listen to myself. You know, he's like, I can imagine myself playing instruments in a band, and I can imagine myself writing lyrics for someone else to sing. Yeah. But then he's just sort of like... And he's like, it's not because I don't think I have a good voice. He's like, I can listen to my voice and like have a good enough ear for it. That, like, I know what I'm singing sounds, like, technically good.
Yeah.
But he's like, I just fucking don't want to have to listen to myself sing a song for fucking again and again and again. You're like, yeah, that's me. I want to do it again.
Yeah. You know? Like, when you finish a record, you're like, fuck, I can't believe now I have to play shows.
Yeah, because
you just spent, like, so much time recording it and engineering it and, like, fucking rehearsing it, and then you got to hit the stage. But that's what the fun part is, because you got people, like, getting excited. Man. But, man, listening to yourself sucks.
Yeah, exactly. So
I already know who I am. I don't need to hear this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. Like, I get to edit these podcasts. I usually need to listen to them probably almost 3, maybe 4 times, start to finish. Like, just like playing with levels and like fucking editing out like really long pauses and whatever.
Get tired of yourself real quick. Eh?
Yo, yeah. And you're like, oh my fucking god.
I'm actually in love with the sound of my own voice. Like, I'm like, I think I have some really deeply seated like narcissism issues because like I fucking love watching like, I love that.
No, but the thing is it wears off. It fucking wears off really quick.
Nope.
Like when I was editing the first podcast, I was like, I could listen to me be funny all day. Like fucking I'm the
wouldn't
best.
It be weird if when you when you pull this thing up and you like edit it or whatever, we all sound like each other instead of ourselves. Everything we said got switched. Like it was my voice is Walter's voice, Walter's voice is your voice.
What made you just think of that? What makes you think that that would be a remote possibility of happening? Like how do? What made you think of that just now? Like.
I don't know.
You just
probably,
have ADD key.
Probably like, 2 pints.
Bunch of beers.
Well, would it be hilarious, man? Like, when I talked, it, like I, you sounded like me.
Sam, I have a couple questions. Like I was saying, I was, like, let's not say intensely jealous, because that makes me kind of a weird stalker. But I was, like, really, really jealous.
You can
jealous.
Sleep in my house. It's okay.
I was just, like, really jealous of the fact that you guys could make music in general when you were, like, fucking 14-year-old jerk-offs, in my opinion. And then you were like, we're in a punk band. And I was like...
We prefer the term jerk-ons.
Oh, jerk-ons. That's true. You know, I jerk on you most of the time.
And now I can bring up jag-offs.
Jag-offs. There you go. We talked about this in the
We talked about it in the car ride over
Is
here.
Is jag-offs guys who are really big fans of the TV show Jag?
Yes.
Is that what that's
Yes,
from?
I think it's it. I think it is. It is.
You know, like Doctor Who fans are Whovians, like Star
the one
Trek
with,
fans are
James
Shrekies.
Brolin. No, that's Pensacola. That was Pensacola.
Pensacola
Wings of Gold.
Wings of Gold. Yeah, yeah.
With Brolin.
I don't. Yeah, yeah. James Brolin was in Pensacola.
James Brolin. Barbara Streisand's husband. Jag.
Is that show even still on?
No. I'm
what
sure
Pensacola Wings of Gold?
No, Jaga. I mean Jag. Whoops.
Yeah, I was watching Spike last night. There was a new episode of Jag-Off on.
I've seen that movie. Shit. That would be a good porn spin, like Jag-Off. It's
yeah,
like
exactly.
A military officer who just fucks everybody. You know.
Or
anyway.
So,
or maybe not.
You were, when I met you, one-third of a group of kids who made stupid videos, and then shortly thereafter were one-third of a group of kids who made fucking punk rock. And
yeah.
I still really like what the BCASA are doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I even spade,
they
like,
do.
Fucking have both albums, and it's a lot of fucking fun. But what you're doing in Bones and Malones is, like, almost couldn't be further away, I think, from, in terms of, like, punk rock composition. I'm not saying, like, punk, like, I'm saying punk in the musical style, not
yeah,
punk in the...
Like three-piece, four-piece,
yeah, exactly.
Bass,
like, not
yeah.
punk in the, like, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for, like, thematic? Because it's still relatively punk. It's just, like, you
yeah.
and your buddies fucking getting around and, like, doing your shit, and it's mostly you as a
There's
songwriter.
There's a school
like,
of thought is there, yeah.
But it's not, I'm saying, punk rock composition. It's pretty fucking far from it. Like, how did you make that transition? Was there a point where you were like, oh, fuck, I really want to do this and not fucking... three-piece punk.
Well, I still like that three-piece punk
oh, yeah,
thing,
yeah.
but I got tired of doing the same thing all the time, you know,
okay.
and I wanted to try something different, and so I started doing that, and I played in a gypsy band for a while, and I
yeah,
played
yeah.
in some, like, different bands and stuff, and then I realized that I like doing different things all the time, and it kind of became, like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
This weird obsession with, like, trying to do something different every time I think about doing something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could write a blues song, I could write a fucking rock and roll song, I could write a punk song, right? And it, you know, like, I just kind of got into this idea that, like, you know, you make an album and you try to, like, give it to people and stuff, and it's, you know, it's built up of, like, roughly a dozen songs. Like, each one of those songs, it could be whatever the hell you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got, like, I just got really intrigued by that, and I started just trying to listen to different things and write different things and not try to do the same thing twice too much.
That's makes
yeah.
a lot of sense.
It's more exciting for me anyway. I don't know.
And I think it's more exciting as a listener too, especially, I don't know if you, I mean, you're saying, talking about different fucking, like, musical genres and shit. Like, I found that, like, when I was a teenager, I listened to punk and ska. Like,
right.
almost
me too, yeah.
Like, almost exclusively.
It was
like,
the
like,
scene, you know?
Like, but that's it. It was just sort of like, you're like, I listen to punk rock and I listen to ska. I had to go fuck yourself. And it's like, but now, like, you go onto my MP3 player, and there's, like, a lot of electro. I have, like, a giant fucking box set of funk. Like,
yeah.
I have some Lee Field stuff that he brought out, like, last year, which he's, like, was in the heyday. Huge, like...
Don't forget all the boss gags.
All the boss gags. Fucking... like a hey, like heyday fucking like funk and whatever else like that guy, and you're just like, you're listening to all this music, and I think that, like, if you're a fan of music, you don't want to, like, what are you into? And you're like, You don't want to say, like, sound like a douchebag and be like, everything.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's the truth.
Exactly. But you're like, kind of everything. So it's like, mostly I'll, like, say what I'm not into. Like, you know? It's like, what are you into? Not Virgin Radio.
I think the worst is, like, if I'm talking to a girl and she's like, yeah, so tell me a bit about yourself, which really doesn't happen very often. But when it does, you know, I'll tell her and I'll say, oh, you know, I play music, I play with a band, and the worst question in the world is, well, what kind of music is it? And I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And you have to try and, like, take her to his show to get her to understand what the hell's going on, and she never calls it back.
she never calls me back.
She will never call
that
you
back. That happened about 5 minutes before recording this podcast.
I think she's still here, actually.
Yeah, bastard.
She's still in Grumpy's.
Fucking bitch.
I think she's playing darts with that guy that looks stronger than me.
Yeah, big muscles. He playing a band?
Anyway.
Yeah, that's cool, though, that you do it, like, different...
Yeah, it's fun. It's just exciting to do. I like to do things that I've never done before. It's like a mind boner. You know what I mean? It's exciting.
Boner.
It's really exciting. Like to try and do something you've never done before, and like record it and like write it and have a bunch of musicians play it and listen to it and go, fuck, hey, that's not bad. Like it's really exciting to do that. You know, it's much more fun than like, okay. We're like, let's say, I don't know, we're a jazz trio, and we're going to jazz trio all night long, and it's just like, fuck, man, I can't do that shit, it's too stale.
Yeah, you'd probably fucking...
Not that there's anything wrong with it, like, people, you know, people who play in a band that are, you know, strictly dickly, you know, good for them, but I like
up.
To do different shit.
I want
to
bring something up that might upset you, potentially.
Good. Let's do it. Let's fight.
I've always wanted to ask about this. Now, for someone who's... And are you going to link... To something that they, like some
I can link
somehow.
I can link to whatever you fucking want. I can All link right. to your MySpace. I can link to your Facebook.
There's a whole bunch of shit out there.
Just we'll figure that out.
For someone who's never heard anything you've ever recorded.
Okay.
And they hear your stuff for the first time. Your stuff as a solo album, as Bones Belongs.
Okay.
I think the first time I heard it, I heard you, and I said I said to Catherine, my girlfriend.
I'm Walter, and I have a fucking girlfriend.
Should tell this story about the email later.
Yeah,
which
Catherine? If we have time. I don't know if we have enough time. That is a good story.
We have time. Are you kidding? It's still like 7 o'clock.
No, I said, and I think other people have said this before, that it's sort of, you have like, as a knee-jerk reaction, you want to say that it sort of sounds a little Tom Waitsy.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, but I've heard... I think it was Catherine who told me that you don't necessarily appreciate or well, you don't really welcome the comparison.
There's worse people to be compared to, though.
Yeah, it's not that I don't take that as a compliment when somebody says, oh, you sound like something I like. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
But it's the reason why I don't, like, it's not that I don't appreciate it. I wouldn't say that. I always appreciate a compliment. Who wouldn't appreciate a compliment unless
they
said, like...
By the way, Bones, you remind me of this musical
but it's
legend.
Not, it's not like,
yeah, like, it's a nice thing.
It's not like you want, like, if there were, like, just, a New York Times, like, review, like, you wouldn't want, like, the sticker on your album, like, evokes Tom
it's
Waits.
It's a double-edged sword that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Then
you don't say, oh, yeah, I think so, too. You say thank you, and you keep going.
Yeah.
You know? I think of it that way that, I mean, I don't think I do because of, you know.
Well, I find, like, if I could interject... I find it's the vocal quality.
Of course.
I think that a lot of people, non-musicians, attach to the vocal quality quicker than they attach to the music.
Yeah.
And you guys share a similar vocal quality. But when you listen to the music, it is a little, like, it is different. So people are just sort of like, I mean, like, if you put yourself through an auto-tune... People be like, oh, you sound like T-Pain. You know, but it doesn't matter. You could have, like, your music in the background, but you'd be like...
T-Pain.
Microphone.
Yeah, that's like if you're playing a rock and roll band, somebody's going to probably tell you to sound like Led Zeppelin and, like...
Yeah, exactly. As long as... As soon as you have, like, fucking, like, 6-minute breakdown, people are like, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just do what I like to do, and I want to call it.
Is that... But, like... The voice, though, like, obviously your singing voice is a little bit different from your, from your speaking voice. Did you?
Unfortunately.
I wish you spoke like that.
Wait,
all the
unfortunately,
time.
Which way?
No, I wish.
Because if I talked like that all day, you'd probably want to kick my ass.
No, I'm saying, no, I wish you did talk like that all day.
And is that too, like, is that something you you came up with, just being like, I like the sound of that, and I like that element, so I'm going to just bring it in?
I think I just got mad one day and started yelling, and it was like, I was like, oh, I could do that. And also because, like, sometimes you're having rehearsals, and, like, the drums are in the room, and you kind of want to hear yourself, but you don't always want to use, like, a microphone. It's like the drummer and the guitar player, and everybody's playing with their amps, and so you just start yelling as loud as you can.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, like, you can hear yourself. So, like,
would that, no, like, it fucking works.
With, that quality of, like, with that consistency of vocals, how do you, like, sort of, like, maintain a consistency?
How do you talk the next morning?
Oh, boy, after a show, man, in the morning, I'm hoarse, dude.
Fuck.
I'm really hoarse. I sound like this in the morning. It's pretty rough. But but it feels good. You know when you, like, scratch a mosquito bite or pick a scab? It's like a good pain, you know? It feels
You're
good
like, oh,
too.
Man, I must have fucking ripped it up last night. I can't talk anymore.
Yeah, it kind of feels good, though.
Do you ever worry that it's not sustainable? Like, that you won't, that you know, like, that, like, you're gonna blow out your voice doing that? Or
I think if I was going to, I would have blown it out by now.
You think so?
As long as you don't.
At this point, I think I would have blown it out, so I'm not worried.
As long as you don't dive off the deep end in drugs, right? Like, if you, I don't know if you listen to, like, fucking Steven Tyler, like,
yeah,
fucking early fucking, what's Steven Tyler?
No, you know, Aerosmith. Dream On. Dream On does not sound like Aerosmith. It's Steve Tyler singing, right?
Yeah.
Steve Tyler's vocals on Dream On sound nothing like, you know.
Well, because he didn't just have the screams. He had the screams, and he had another vocal element where he could sing. Now it's just raspy, where he's like, it's so bad. Fuck, like, if you listen to, like, or if you listen to any early recordings, like the first album, or any of their early shows.
I'm sorry, I can't stop playing in my head when he just went, like, I'm just looping that right now. I'm sorry, really, Steven, a lot of fun,
like,
for
Keith's
me.
Impersonation of fucking raspy voice Steven Tyler. But, like, once upon a time, Steven Tyler could sing.
Yeah.
Like, he could sing and do the screech, which worked really well. Like,
I saw a Discovery Channel show where they put a camera down his throat, like, at a show.
You did not see that.
I did. That's
no.
That was on TV.
There was no Discovery Channel show
dude,
where
I'll
they stuck
find
a camera
down
Steve Tyler's throat.
The funny part,
I'll
though, is
find
I'm going
to look
this up.
They take a camera and they stick it down his throat.
Down
and
Steve
make him
Tyler's
sing
throat.
To film his what's it called, his vocal cords.
All right.
And they're comparing it. They're comparing vocal cords to how the voice works. And so they put this little tiny camera down his throat to film it. And they're showing his, like, contractions of his
That's
cords.
Cool.
And it's like, it's like all these veins pop out, and these two, like, weird fucking sea creatures are, like, squishing up against
Steve
each other.
Tyler's throat looks like Cthulhu.
Looks like the ocean.
Looks like Cthulhu.
In a boxing ring.
Yeah. But that's it. But, like, and same thing I heard Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl was talking about that too. And Dave Grohl's one of those, like, he does pop rock, whatever, but I'm like, I kind of respect him for not sucking.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't suck nearly as bad as he could have. Like, considering when you look at, like,
I
like a lot of Foo Fighters, and obviously you can't take away what he did with Nirvana and whatever else like that. But he was talking about, he was like, there was a certain age in his life when he was, like, 34 or whatever, where people are like, your voice is going to get shot, and he needs to take vocal coaching to, like, it was, like, way later than he thought. Like, he'd already done, like, 2 or 3, like, Foo Fighter albums. And they were like, you're going to sound like shit when you're 40. And he was like, wait, what?
No, but I've seen
that's what you're going for.
I've seen Dave Grohl multiple times. I've seen Dave Grohl, like, I've seen Foo Fighters, like, 3 times live.
Yeah.
And, like, he still belts it out real
good.
Real good. Like,
well,
that's
the thing. Is he learned, and the way he said it was, like, singing that sounds like screaming. Because he's like, there's a difference between, like, pushing your voice and, like, you're going to be hoarse one way or the other kind of the next day and you're going to need to drink lemon. He's like, you're pushing your voice to where you're still carrying notes or whatever, and then, like, pushing your voice to where you're damaging your lungs or your vocal cords or whatever. So I don't know exactly what the difference is. But
it's like when you look at...
Are you worried about that, Bones?
Damaging my vocal cords? Are you kidding? I pray for it every night.
Right, you're like, you hope you wake up and you're like, hey guys, I'm in real life.
Let's get the studio up. I'm ready.
Let's fucking get ready to go.
Some people tune their guitars. I don't do
that. Like, I just smoke a pack of cigarettes before recording.
I quit smoking.
Oh, you're fucked then. The new album's going to be like smooth and mellow.
Negative results.
All of a sudden you're like, hey,
you
guys.
I do every once in a while just because I still have like that addiction thing, but I haven't bought cigarettes.
You know that thing?
What's that addiction thing?
You know, it's like that oral fixative kind of like.
Gotta put something in your mouth, and you're like, oh, wait, a cock.
And then
you gotta get a pack of smokes.
I think one of the most interesting sort of like vocal developments to track or to look at is Dylan's, really. Just in terms of his vocals, like what happened with that, and because there's a lot of like peaks and valleys in that.
I mean,
it's always like it's you know, you say what you want about Dylan, but I don't think anybody's ever listened to Dylan for his sweet melodic voice, right? But
his character in it, though,
it's still
wonderful.
I know, and that's not the point I'm trying to make. It's just that like now you listen to the record like he's putting out now. Still hugely critically acclaimed and all that, but it's this weird kind of like. Have you? I don't like. What's the last like new Dylan you've listened to?
Modern Times.
Yeah,
which was a few years ago.
Well, no, Modern Times is like that's like
2008.
Yeah, 2008. And then you had the weird Christmas album, but it's like
I like that one.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Up.
It's a good album, but it's such a weird like it's such a weird consistency to his vocals now. And then what's the album?
Well, he is an old man.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know.
What's
exactly. He's also aging.
Does anybody know the name of the album with Lay Lady Lay on it?
No.
Lay Lady Lay is
Dylan's like biggest song where he sounds nothing like fucking Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And my dad's a huge Dylan fan.
I wouldn't like as a kid I wouldn't understand that was Bob Dylan.
Exactly. And my dad has told me, apparently the story behind that is for that album, he had, for a period of time, quit smoking.
That's crazy.
Supposedly.
And he's like...
Yeah, I know, it's so
what's
weird.
What's up?
You know what I'm talking about here?
That's Bob Dylan.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's so weird. But it's also like that weird country twang to it.
Yeah. Well, it's like we mentioned, the... back to Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Well. You listen to the original cut of Dream On. Like, I saw this fucking video of him doing it at the last tour, and he's like...
The one where they put the camera in his throat?
But, like, even... No, that's not...
No, but, like, even that's the one with the camera.
Even during the, like, the mellow parts where he's like... Everybody can see! And you're like... What? you're not singing anymore. Like, must be... Like, I can only imagine fucking Steven Tyler... listening to those old recordings of him as a young man is being like
there was what's his name, the guy from AC/DC, Brian Johnson, what's his
it's
name,
it's like Bon Scott. No, Bon Scott died.
No, he passed away. What was the
I don't know the new guy.
I think it's Brian Johnson, but I don't
the guy who sounds exactly like
he
Bon
had,
Scott
he had surgery. I think I remember hearing about him having surgery a few years ago
to repair his vocal cords to
back
to
night he's coming like this, and that just takes his fucking soul.
Yeah, you can imagine it. Well, that,
so
that was,
I
that
guess
was
I thing. Guess it depends. Like
every
some people,
lyric is screamed.
But that was the thing that I always thought of.
Yeah,
I was like,
play for like 2 hours.
I always thought that like Bon Scott's voice was like that, and then this guy was just pretending to be Bon Scott. I was like, he's fucked. You know? It's like he's just doing that to sound like the other guy.
Yeah.
It's like screwed up. Anyway, I think we're almost done, so we can get all the plugging.
Almost done. We just got started, man.
Fuck, we're like
Bones,
a minute away from fucking.
Bones, did you bring a clip with you today?
We
heard you brought a clip.
You can
roach
just,
clip.
You can just you can just lie to us and say yes and send it to me later. And
yes,
I'll put
I brought
it in.
A clip. Wink.
this one, I've just found out that my girlfriend who told me it was taking the pill wasn't, and this is me reacting to that news. It's really hilarious. So let's cut to it now.
Wait, which clip do you want to play, though? Like, do you want to send me a clip? I'll put it
like
in the podcast.
Sound? Like a song?
Yeah.
I'll send you a song.
Yeah. Send me any song you want.
Okay.
And
is this something that like would immediately come to mind, or would you have to like think about that?
I'll just send you the first track on the album.
So that's the single then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the first track is the single.
Yeah.
That's the one.
How that shit works.
It's the first one.
What the fuck album is that? The album where it's like, is it Bad Company? Where it's Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Who has an album that was called Bad Company?
Album track.
And the
band.
Track one was Bad
Company.
So you're like, this is Bad Company. The album Bad Company by the band
Bad
Company.
Bad Company's song, Bad Company, on the
That's
album.
That's a good song. I like that song. I like that.
Bad Company.
You're just singing everything Bon Scott. Tyler now.
Everything's
if
Tyler.
They were called Good Company, they probably would have sounded different.
I agree.
They're like a barbershop quartet.
Yeah. Good Company. This is our song, Good Company, from good our company, album, Good Company. We should interview this guy.
So I sent
Garth?
Him.
Yeah, we're going
to. So I sent an inappropriately intimate email to a work colleague today thinking I was sending it to my girlfriend. That's what you were talking about before.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
When are we going to put in the track? Okay, wait, hang on. This is the... I have to, like, put a cue so that we don't talk over
it. Oh, that's fine. Can we add this, though, that we're talking about?
No. We're going to totally fucking do it. Like, I'm not cutting anything. Yeah, so this is the track.
That's good. I hope you don't have a knife.
This is the track that I will mention the name of in the post or whatever. Track one off the new Bones Malone's album... Calyptrophone. What's it called?
You can sing it live
for
us.
Oh, the song Temptation.
You could do like a... What do you call it?
Acapella version. Stop talking for a second so we can play the fucking song. So I have like a decent pause of quiet.
Wait, what are we doing?
Fuck you.
Okay,
everybody
shut up.
Quiet for like five seconds just so I know a point where I can put in the song.
Okay, go.
And the soul of the night with what I've got.
we're back.
And
I love how that's funny.
We're not back, really.
We're back.
It was fucking.
Where were we? Nobody.
One
knows.
Second, but we have to pretend like we all heard that song.
How long of a clip do you want? I mean, how long of a clip did we just play?
We can play the whole song if you want.
Oh,
to play
whole
the whole
song.
If you want to play the whole song,
no, that's fine.
Play the whole
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
tis the beauty of editing.
Yeah, exactly. No one will ever know.
There's no actual physical tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the first album I did was with tape, man.
No shit.
That was awesome.
That's
it
fucked up.
It sounded great.
How'd you record the second album?
Digital?
The computers. Microchip.
Sold out, bud.
Sold out. I went computer.
Like, went fucking double platinum on the computer. Yeah, so wrapping up. Do you have anything else to say? November 5th at Cafe Campus.
Yeah, that's my album launch.
Do it. Do it.
Everybody who's listening to this, mom, dad, everybody.
I'll be there.
No, it's fucked. You please laugh. Come. We had fucking 100 listens apiece on our first podcast.
That's
boom.
Great. That's great.
Which
well,
podcast?
Maybe that'll
which
put
podcast?
100 people in the room.
Which podcast?
Each podcast. The 90S one and Go Plug Yourself one.
Yeah, nice.
Both had 100.
November 5th.
100 people. Cafe
Campus.
Fucking shit.
Come. Oh, and on the 29th of this month, we're opening for the Slackers.
Oh, shit, yeah,
so
I saw that.
That'll be a lot of fun, too, at Cabaret a Mile End.
I remembered once.
I remain Walter.
Keith, our guest was?
Now.
Oh, I have to say
your name.
I'm Bones Malones, apparently.
Fucking
here
hey.
I am with Walter and Keith. You've been listening to a podcast?
A podcast. Go plug
this
yourself.
This podcast was brought to you by the letter
Q
and the number
Z.
That spells goo.
Anyway, yeah. We just basically trail off, so we have another like 10 seconds of talking. Fuck it.
So it wasn't an obscene email that I sent her, but it was just like really intimate, like boyfriend to girlfriend stuff. And because her name was also Catherine. And my girlfriend's
name is Catherine.
Nine to five.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.